whatever was playing. Because those are the days of one screen. You had one screen in the theater. Whatever they were showing, that's what you had to go see. Hey, Brett Hoppen from Marcus Theaters. Glad you got back safe from Hollywood. That's always good news. I'm glad you met Christopher Guest. We're looking forward to Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. That's a great title. And maybe the volume will go up to 12 this time. We'll have to find out. Hey, we'll talk to you next Friday, my friend. You have a safe trip. I know where you're traveling right now, but have a safe trip home, and we'll talk to you next Friday, okay?
We'll see everyone. See you at the movies.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye now. All right, it's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check our news. Here we go.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Scary, that's for sure.
A brand new wildfire has torn through nearly 5,000 acres of Los Angeles in a single day. It's being fueled by high winds and heat. Correspondent Andres Gutierrez is near the front lines in Castaic.
Within a few hours of igniting yesterday, the Canyon Fire exploded to 1,500 acres, triggering mandatory evacuation orders and warnings near the Santa Clarita Valley.
We have all the animals in the car, important documents, and we're ready if we got to go.
I'm going to try to stay as long as I can to protect my home.
This is the fourth major inferno in the region in recent days.
Hamas says Israel's new plan to take control of Gaza City will mean sacrificing the hostages. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Fox,
"We don't want to be there as a governing body. We want to hand it over to Arab forces that will govern it properly."
CBS's Deborah Pata reports from Jerusalem.
In Gaza, there was disbelief and despair. Netanyahu has said he wants to occupy the whole territory. There's nothing left to occupy, said Mahmoud al-Qurashli. We're already dying 100,000 deaths every day.
Today is President Trump's deadline for Russia to reach a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine, but there's no word it has and no word of any consequences. Mr. Trump says progress has been made, and he's still talking about an in-person get-together with President Putin. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is at the White House.
The White House says a date and location have not been set, but Trump himself said he was open to meeting Putin without preconditions and without Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
The Justice Department has doubled the reward for information that leads to the arrest of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
I'm Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk. Attorney General Pam Bondi used the social media platform X to post word of the new $50 million bounty, and it didn't take long for social media to be flooded with tongue-in-cheek responses. "He's in Venezuela. Where's my $50 million?" was such a typical response that the phrase "he's in Venezuela" started trending on social media.
President Trump says he's instructed the Department of Commerce to begin working on a new census that does not count undocumented immigrants and migrants. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says there may be a problem with that.
The Constitution calls for all persons to be counted, and that has always been interpreted as including anyone who is within that state or jurisdiction.
Dow futures are up 125. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Investigators have not said what caused the shooting death of a Navy recruit at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The Navy confirmed the death is under investigation and have clarified that it was not an active shooter situation. The future of policing in Sturtevant is uncertain as officials consider shutting down the police department. Officers and union leaders say they worry about losing local control and slower response times. The village is promising a public discussion at a meeting on the 12th. The Downtown Racine Corporation has received the prestigious Gold Tier status from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Only 10 business organizations statewide earn the award. It's to recognize their effort in creating a hub for business and visitors. Milwaukee County may soon get its first Costco, and it's not too far from around here. A plan moved forward last night to develop over 20 acres near the Franklin and Oak Creek border. If everything is approved, construction could start next year. The governor is trying to stop the sun from setting on a solar effort. Governor Tony Evers is urging the EPA to maintain federal grants for solar projects benefiting low and moderate income families. Evers warns canceling the program could raise energy bills. And the groundbreaking for Herrick Village marks Racine's first affordable housing subdivision for low to moderate income families. Habitat for Humanity plans to build 12 to 14 homes on a vacant lot along South Memorial Drive using private funding. You can go deeper on that story today at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are four games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. I had three hard contacts on base three times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively. And, of course, defensively, he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks. And you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy and muggy. Our high today right around 88 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight 74, tomorrow partly cloudy 89 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
Young women that's in here, do a lot of older men hit on you? Yes. Here's a very smooth way to get an older man off you. Real smooth, all right? Next time an older dude come on you and be like, hey, sweet thing, how you doing, baby? All you gotta say is, I'm okay, mister. Sit down that whole operation. Mister? Nah, baby, don't do that to me. Nah, don't do that to me. Nah, my name Gregory, call me Gregory. Okay, Mr. Gregory.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks,
get down to the Boondocks. Billy Joe Royal, local news, timeless hits, WRJN sunshine today. Highs 89, 75 right now at Radio Park with plenty of sun. Hey, if you still don't know what you're going to do on a, maybe take a vacation in August or September, and you're looking for something to do, if you're a dedicated fan of rock music, there are a lot of significant landmarks from history scattered all across America and the globe, for that matter. UltimateClassicRock.com put together a list of 50 must-see spots here in the U.S. Here are some of the highlights. The Apollo Theater in New York City, the Bob Dylan Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Elvis Presley's Graceland in Memphis, Motown Museum in Detroit, Prince's Paisley Park in Minnesota. And if you got deep pockets and you want to travel out of the country, here are some spots to check out. Abbey Road in London. Yes, you can walk across the street exactly where the Beatles did on the cover of Abbey Road. Jim Morrison's grave. He's buried in Paris, France. And the Cavern Club in Liverpool, England. That's where the Beatles first played when they were starting out. So many great places to go on vacation.
I love the colorful clothes she wears. And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
Vibrations. It's 8:16. Local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Well, some guy on Reddit's going viral after he asked people if he's a jerk for storming out of his wife's gender reveal party after they found out they were having a girl. The internet, they seem to agree. Yep, he's a jerk, all right.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. I'm going to take a hard pass on taking comedic advice from Jay Leno. Those are the words of Last Week Tonight host John Oliver. Oliver is absolutely brilliant on his weekly show, where he sometimes will dedicate the whole show to one topic and provide insightful information as well as great laughs, not caring who he offends, and he offends many. Jay Leno, on the other hand, was an outstanding stand-up comedian, and when he took over The Tonight Show, had his funny bone removed, transferring himself into an incredibly mediocre and at times awkward talk show host. According to critics, Leno went painstakingly middle of the road and tried not to offend anyone, thereby turning himself into just an okay host. In his defense, Leno admits he likes political humor, but likes to keep people guessing as to who he was offending or not offending. Oliver, on the other hand, doesn't think his comedy is partisan, but deals more with systemic problems that affect people. If you haven't checked it out, tune in and watch John Oliver not follow Jay Leno's advice. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's big deal of the day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Flavors on the fast track tomorrow from 8 to 4 at the Union Grove Car Show on Main Street. While you check out the rides, make a pit stop at Just Brew It for sizzling hot dogs, signature ice cold drinks, and their car show specialty drink. Bold, refreshing, and built for summer. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Hospice Alliance Hospice House is a one-of-a-kind, tranquil, home-like setting located in Pleasant Prairie. In the Hospice Alliance Hospice House, patients receive 24/7 nursing care and support. It's been a warm and welcoming home away from home for patients and their families since 2003. Just one more reason to consult the experts at Hospice Alliance, where quality of life and adding life to days is their priority of care. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems, like snoring, aches and pains, hot sleep, or even an old saggy mattress that can keep you up at night. And our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now, you can upgrade to a queen mattress and adjustable base for just $499.99. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Change my
shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Mmm. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Like I love it, should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're trying to kill that twin on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great balls of fire.
That's Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I wonder why they've never done that at the Racine Concert Band shows. Sean Del Grosso is here. He is the executive director of the Racine Concert Band. Thanks for joining us again this morning, Sean.
Hey, no problem.
Don't you have a band version of Great Balls of Fire? I'm sure you can get it.
Probably, but we may have Chariots of Fire, that's for sure.
The reason I mention that is when you see marching bands on the field at football games, they play songs like that all the time, Great Balls of Fire. And they do it at the parades, like the Thanksgiving parade in New York City. They do that all the time.
Sure.
Okay, so this is the second-to-last concert coming up. And you know it's getting toward the end when the daylight is going bye-bye. When the concert's over, it's dark outside now. Kind of depressing. Okay, so we have two more concerts before the big summer sweepstakes spectacular. We'll talk about that in a moment. What's on tap for this weekend?
We got Iesu doing some singing. He's got a great, great voice, and excited to share that with everyone. We got a saxophone soloist, James, I believe his name is, playing Harlem Nocturne, which is
big hit. That was a hit song. Yeah,
yeah. It's a big standard that once you hear it, you'll be like, oh yeah, I know this one.
Yeah. That was a hit song. Okay, and let's remind everybody, the Racine Concert Band concerts are free. They're at Festival Park outside. If it rains, you just go inside. They're all at 7
That's
o'clock.
Right.
They're at 7 o'clock. So just bring your lawn chairs and have a good time. Enjoy the concert. There are prizes. Like, there's every week a trivia contest for an American flag. But coming up next week, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after, is the big finale. And every year they do the Summer Sweepstakes Spectacular. And everybody, win or lose, whether you enter the drawings or not all summer long, you're going to be in the running for some great prizes. Now, there'll be another trivia contest on that day. So, again, whether you got the right answer or not, everybody's in the running. There's a big drum out there, not a bass drum, but a big, you know, turning drum. We put the entries in. And you're giving away some great prizes. Give us a little tease of some of the prizes you might be giving away.
Yeah, actually, this year it is going to be a bass drum. I found a drum in my garage, and I'm going to turn it into one of those raffle drums.
Okay, so I was right.
some of the prizes we got, a lot of local restaurants have donated some gift cards for us, various denominations. And so I'm excited to share some of those. And then my brainchild, the grand prize, is going to be a VIP experience for the concert band, a summer-long VIP experience. You get full use of where we're going to have a VIP seat. You can choose wherever you want to put it. I'm going to deliver you drinks. You're going to have a great close-up of all of the concert for the year and some more perks that we're perking up in our head.
Whoa, that's kind of neat. I hope they're not, yeah. hope they're not blocking my view on the side, but that's kind of neat. I like that. What if they say yeah. they want to, what if they say they want to sit right behind Mark Eichner, the musical director? What if they want to sit right behind him?
Then we'll space it out a little bit.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's great. And the Summer Sweepstakes Spectacular is coming up a week from this Sunday. This Sunday's the second to last concert. I am going to learn how to pronounce the star's name. I can't pronounce it yet. I screwed it up last Sunday, and his name is pronounced. Pronounce it for me.
I believe it's Iesu.
Yes, Iesu. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's going to be the star soloist, the vocalist, this Sunday. And
that's
the
right.
big news is you got your bass fiddle fixed.
Yes. It was worst-case scenario, but we were able to get it fixed. The group over at Classic Violins helped me out.
Because last week you couldn't play with the band. Your fiddle was broken.
Yep.
That's too bad. But it's all fixed for this week, and that's what counts.
Yep.
Okay, quick review. This is the Racine Concert Band concert. It's free admission. There's no charge. There's no parking charge either on that day. If you park at the parking garage, you're going to have to pay. But if you park on the festival grounds, you don't have to pay. Bring your chairs.
Correct.
The concert, or as Mark Eichner told me, the downbeat, is at 7 p.m. And it's really on the dot. 7 p.m., the national anthem
yep.
starts. And then enjoy the concert of an hour and 15 minutes, maybe an hour and a half, and just have a great time. Bring your chairs. And there's also concessions this year where you can get hot dogs, brats, popcorn, soda, candy. You can get all that kind of stuff. And a percentage of that goes to the band, so it also helps support the band, which is really neat.
Correct.
All right, I'll see you Sunday night, my friend.
Yep, see you then.
Okay, Sean Del Grosso, Executive Director of the Racine Concert Band. Hey, it's exactly 8:30 on the noggin. Let's check our news now. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators have not revealed what led to the shooting that killed a Navy recruit at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The incident happened at a gun range on the base where emergency responders found the victim unresponsive. The Navy says an investigation is underway with no further details released as of yet. Officials have said it was not an active shooter situation. The future of policing in Sturtevant is up in the air as village officials study a proposal to shut down the police department. A final decision hasn't yet been made, and one village officer says there's still time for people to give feedback.
And then we're asking that the public show up to these events. If you can't show up to the next meeting is August 12th. If you can't show up to that meeting, make sure you email your elected officials in the village and let them know what you're thinking. Because that's what they're looking for, is that feedback.
Officer Matthew Bagansky with Sturtevant Police appeared on the Don Rosen Show yesterday. He said he and his fellow officers were blindsided and that they're worried about losing local control. If eliminated, the village would likely contract with the Racine County Sheriff's Office, a move some say would save millions. Officer Bagansky and other police union leaders say local control and quicker response times could be at risk, while village officials say they're still gathering information. There's a village meeting with more public discussion on the 12th. The groundbreaking for Herrick Village marks Racine's first ever subdivision focused on affordable housing. The Habitat for Humanity project is set on a vacant lot along South Memorial Drive, with plans to build 12 to 14 homes with private funding. You can go deeper on that habitat build and the effort online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
WRJN Weather.
Partly cloudy and muggy. Our high today right around 88 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight 74, tomorrow partly cloudy 89 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 72.
I got 8 brothers and 1 sister. I grew up in a family of 10 kids. Anyone come from a larger family than that? Large family, you have to adapt to survive. Everyone, parents included. My dad adapted. He learned how to have fun with us. He used to love taking us to the store. He'd only say one thing: spread out, they can't watch all of us. Most kids, their favorite holiday is Christmas, not when you're from a large family, because it might not be your turn to get a present that year. A large family, your favorite holiday is Halloween, because it is incentive-based. If you hustle, you can stock up for the year. Halloween comes around, all you know is you're going to run for as hard as you can, as long as you can. A lot of kids try to tell you, oh, Halloween ends at 10 p.m. Wrong. Halloween ends when people quit answering the door. Halloween night, the guy that puts a bowl full of candy on his front porch with a note, please take one. We not only dumped the bowl, we took the bowl. We took the note because you want to show other kids you got to read this. This is funny.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Since I met you, seems I can't forget you. The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you makes everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then
KMU, Dionne Warwick and the Spinners. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:38. Want a feel-good story? All right. 12 years ago, a woman in Minnesota named Sarah Gadd was in and out of jail and hooked on opioids. But a judge gave her one last chance to sort her life out, and she did. She got off drugs and became a lawyer. She got an innocent man, his murder charges dropped last month. And here's the kicker. The day the case got dropped, she ran into that judge who gave her that one last chance. And he said, so what are you doing here? And she said to him, I work here now. Isn't that a great story? Somebody turning their life around. And the judge that gave her that one last chance. I love it. Everybody loves a clown. Here's Jerry Lewis. Everybody.
Today, I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't wanna do the work today.
What? What's this?
Uh-oh. I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't really wanna do the work today. I don't wanna do the work today.
We'll be right back.
Dancing in the Streets, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 844. You know, most people don't want to be paid back if they buy you a cup of coffee, but some people will torch your house if you don't pay your debts. Case in point, a 51-year-old woman in Maryland arrested after she intentionally started the fire at a man's home because he owed her $7. The guy was able to put out the fire before the authorities arrived. And a woman in Florida arrested after she assaulted her husband with a soft taco tortilla. They were arguing because he was upset that she got him Taco Bell and McDonald's for his birthday. Yikes. Todd Rundgren, local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN. Hey, we've got Mike Clemens coming up for you in just a moment. Got to keep it right here. We're going to talk sports straight ahead. Plus, got a funny bit from George Carlin coming up, too.
Looking to move your body, free your mind, and find your people? Come to Studio OXO, where strength meets artistry. Racine's finest dance studio for adults and teens. Located at 4060 North Main Street, Studio OXO offers classes, workshops, and events for movers age 16 and up. Whether you're a beginner or seasoned dancer, their inclusive, supportive space is here to help you gain confidence and connect through the power of movement. Visit Studio OXO Facebook page to book your class today. Studio OXO. Move boldly. Dance freely.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And all this week, O&H is featuring their peach cobbler kringle. A delicious filling of butterscotch and cinnamon is layered with sweet peaches. It has a delicious topping of buttery streusel drizzled with O&H's creamy icing. Be sure to pick up one this week. Peach cobbler kringle. Get one today at O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls. Baseball has the sacrifice. Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field, can't read the yard markers, can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue. In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play. In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
I love those analogies, don't you? That was part
two.
Yeah.
And even football is so that's what training camp is. You know what training camp is based on? Boot camp from World War II. It's the same thing. That's such a brilliant.
That was part two to last week.
Yeah.
And he's got the shotgun.
Yeah.
Mike Clemens is here. He's our sports guy at WRJNN Civic Media. Speaking about baseball, I hope it's not raining because they have to go home. The Brewers, the number one team in baseball. All right. They're going to take on the New York Mets. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. The Brewers continue to be the hottest team in baseball. They have now won a three-game sweep over the Nationals in Washington, D.C. Then they go to Atlanta. They beat the Braves three games in a row. And after that, one of my buddies that covers is one of the beat reporters told me that
you know, just kind of off the record, he was asking Murph about, what do you think? And he says, I don't know, and I don't want to find out. I have no idea how this is happening. I really don't. But they're the first team in baseball to reach 70 wins. We talked about this last week. They went into the month of August with a winning percentage of .593, which historically is the lowest in the history of Major League Baseball for the first day of August for a leader, a divisional or league leader. And that, well, that just means is there's parity right now. You know, that there isn't these dominating teams like there are. It's an even race between several of these teams. The Brewers have a four-game lead on the Cubs. They're going to play a Mets team tonight. There's two games behind the Phillies over there in the East. But the Mets have struggled now. They've only won two of their last 10 games, whereas the Brewers have won 9 of their last 10 after sweeping the Braves. So it's loaded up for the Brewers. Brandon Woodruff, who made that comeback, he's now 3-0 with a low ERA of 2.22. And then it's the bats. You know, like Murph was saying after the game the other night, like Isaac Collins, where are these guys coming from? Caleb Durbin and Sal Frelick in his second year. And then Andrew Vaughn. You know, the Brewers traded away a disgruntled pitcher to the White Sox and replaced him with a guy that had been sent to the minors. He was struggling so much with his bat, and Andrew Vaughn is a first baseman. And, you know, Rich, one of our sales reps at WRJN, he even texted me, like, this is a good guy. Like, yeah, well, he's in Charlotte right now. He's in the minors. The guy comes on, and he's getting a home run almost every other game or an RBI double. I mean, he's improved his batting average by about 40 points in the last month or so. So it's just the Brewers are hot, and the manager carries pancakes in his pocket. Did you see that story this week?
No, I didn't see it.
Pat Murphy was doing an interview with Major League Baseball, like one of those live shots in the game. And he said, hey, are you hungry? And he pulled out of his pocket a pancake. He keeps, apparently, pancakes in it. I don't know if there's such a product at your local grocer's freezer, but he keeps, maybe he goes to the cafeteria where they're serving breakfast at the clubhouse, takes a couple pancakes, puts them in the baggie, and gets a little carb boost there to keep him awake around the seventh or eighth inning. I mean, that's his character that's, you know, the manager of the Brewers right now, keeping a light and you know, pulling out pancakes or waffles or corn dogs out of his pocket in the middle of the game.
We got the Packers. Hard to believe they're playing this Saturday night, 7 p.m. You'll hear the game on WRJN. Whoa, preseason already, huh?
Yeah, they're taking on the New York Jets. And yesterday was a good practice from the Packers. I was looking for more consistency from their offense, and finally they had a little bit better sustained drives. And Matthew Golden, their first-round pick, the wide receiver out of Texas, man, he looks tremendous. He wears number 22. I think he'll get some playing time tomorrow night. But he's made great progress. Then another receiver that they drafted, Savion Williams, he'd been knocked out for a few practices under the concussion protocol, but he had a great practice yesterday, catching some nice passes about 15, 20 yards over the middle, three or four times to move the chains. And when they get Christian Watson back, their star, you know, tall, 6'3", 4'3", speed wide receiver back from a torn ACL, between Matthew Golden, Christian Watson, and then Romeo Doubs, the veteran who's having a tremendous camp, that could be a really dangerous group to try and cover. Dobbs yesterday, he caught a nice touchdown pass on what they call a fade route in the corner, beat his man, and after scoring the touchdown, he looked at the fans in the stands at the Ray Nitschke practice field and did a Lambeau leap, which was pretty funny.
Okay, we got 1 minute. Badgers, they're going to start soon, too. They're at practice now.
Badgers have been in training camp, and Luke Fickell, the head coach, took them down to UW-Platteville to sort of get away from Madison. And after 2 weeks of closed practices, tomorrow night one is open in the Platteville area. It's just $5 a ticket for adults. Kids 12 and under are free. You got to have a ticket. But it's a fun way to see, you know, what the Badgers practice look like if you're over in the Platteville area.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next Friday. You keep me safe out there, okay? You're traveling all around, and I just want you to be safe, all right?
Appreciate that, Don. Take care, pal.
Okay. Mike Clemens, everybody, every Friday comes here just before the top of the hour. I want you to have a nice weekend. We've got sunshine today with a high near 89, clear tonight, lows 75. Sunday tomorrow with a high near 89. And Sunday, a little chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise highs near 83 right now. 75 and sunny right here at Radio Park. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you once again Monday morning, 6 a.m., but keep it here all weekend at WRJN for local news and timeless hits. It's 9 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Israel's cabinet has approved a plan for the military to take control of Gaza City. Talia Saltzman lives in Tel Aviv.
Unless we can get rid of all of Hamas in one go, just think that the hostages need to be top priority, and then we need to stop all of our soldiers from dying.
Hamas has issued a statement seizing control of Gaza City would amount to sacrificing the hostages. Correspondent Deborah Patta reports from Jerusalem.
Gaza is still under constant Israeli bombardment and in the grip of a catastrophic hunger crisis. We're being tested beyond human limits, said Raed Mohammed. Israel isn't killing Hamas, it's killing civilians, children, women.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says aid deliveries to non-combat zones will continue. This is the day President Trump set as the deadline for Russia to reach a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine. There's no indication that's happened and no word on any consequences, but talk of a Trump-Putin summit continues. Former U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor.
Well, at some point it is